Hey guys, how are you doing? It's Belly here to remind you that TTR Studios has a Patreon page. That's right, jump on over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC and get in the money, folks. That's just for $3, and you'll be eligible to win that Leaf Tech when we're giving it away here in just a few weeks. We've also got the $5 bonus edits. If you hit the $5, you're going to get us on our Patreon-only podcast, our patrons-only podcast on Patreon. That's right. That's every Thursday at noon we'll be jumping on with you. And then for $10, you're joining the nation. You'll be down on our bottom scroll every show. We'll also get you a t-shirt sent out to you when you join the $10 tier. And finally, if you jump up to the VIP, the bottle service, the big one, that's the $25, you're going to get a live shout out on air every show. We thank every single Patreon or patron for coming in and helping out TTR Nation become the best it can be. So we love you guys. Get back in. Now, Clyde, let's get this show on the road.
Let's do this thing. Oh, man. It's your boy, Looch Dog, hanging out with you from Studio A. Hanging out with Belly, hanging out with you. We're doing all kinds of stuff in the social media lounge. We're just glad to be here today. A lot of fun. Kari J is going to join us here in about 10 minutes to go over his pint-sized review. That's right. He rode one with Michael Wilson as well. We'll get him on Skype, absolutely. And in fact, I have his information right here, Clyde. So don't worry about his name. I got you covered. But we are very, very excited to hang out with you on another Tuesday from TTR Studios. It's the voice of One Wheel, Belly Matt LaBelle, producer, extraordinaire, co-host, genius, master of Clyde. What's up, dude?
It's a trap. It's a trap. I hope you enjoy my t-shirt today.
Oh, man. What is that?
This is Admiral Akbar wearing a Ghostbusters costume holding up a Ghostbuster trap. So it's a play on two very nerdy things that I love very much.
So go ahead and take that text. You can see about three up is where his username is. We will get Mr. Kari J in here in just a minute. So welcome to the show, everybody. We didn't do notifications today. What is that about? Yeah, you're right. You should not have. You probably didn't get a notification if you're used to getting one on Voice of One Wheel. When we started things off, we hit our initial stream and we realized that we had it set to unlisted. So that's why it's on Clyde. So you can go ahead and send all of the hate mail to Clyde. Clyde, you're on thin ice. We haven't even gotten 3 minutes into the show yet. So seriously, man, pull it together. Now, people will be getting in here as they can. We've got about half of what is per use. And the podcast is blowing up. So you guys, make sure you find that anywhere you find podcasts. So that's like Spotify, Google, Apple Music, all of it. It's everywhere, and people are digging it. Remember, there's a patrons-only podcast, which is on Thursdays, and Belly nailed it. All you got to do is join for at least $5, and then you'll be able to see that. If you're a patron and you're in a tier that's less than $5, that's the reason you can't see it yet. It's that one's a bonus. That's the whole thing. You're not missing anything. We're still doing the Tuesdays for free, of course, as we usually will, and we'll never change that. But we wanted to start doing more for the people who are, you know, supporting us with their wallets, which some people have really, you know, it's helping. And that's why we're able to give away a pint. It's why we're able to give away a Leaf Tech. And it's why we're going to be giving away some even more stuff.
Only 140 subscribers away from that pint
giveaway,
too.
Dude, it's close. It's close, man. We're almost there. So, Belly, I'm real pumped. So go ahead and share this. Get it all out. Let everybody know.
And don't forget, you can enter to win the pint on voiceofonewheel.com. You just jump on over. Go scroll down. Oh, gosh. You scroll down from the top of the page, which is up here where you'll be seeing every new episode, and you scroll down, boom, right there. Enter to win. One entry per person, please, and you will be entered to win the pint once we hit 1,000 subscribers.
Boom.
So share that with your friends. Get it out there. Get us to 1,000. We're only 140 away.
We're close,
and
Belly.
And boom, pint giveaway.
Belly, we're so close, man. So keep good job. Way to share it. You guys have been awesome. It's been really organic, and that's what I think is working. So thank you very much. Let's get to the show. Now, there's not a ton. We do have Kari J. He's going to come on. He is part of the DMV Riders. He's now out in L.A. I've ridden with him on both coasts now. and he got a chance to try out the pint. So I'm very pumped to talk to him. We will get a review in here for you guys so you can get somebody to tell you exactly how it rides, what it feels like, and what you can expect. But before that, we've got some fun things to get to, because if you were on the Patrons Only podcast on Thursday, we started talking about our new gravy question. We've got two of them. And one that's actually escaping my mind. There's a third one that I can't remember I thought of over the week. But these two are good. So we'll be breaking those out today. And then we'll do hashtag this is how I watch. That's coming later. There's been some interesting videos coming in of people showing us how they watch The Voice of One Wheel. Pictures of their screen of us in their office. Or in, for example, Jeff and Raquel, they had us on in the projector on the Float Life shop. Phenomenal. And so we're going to start something here. We'll talk about it in a few. It's called hashtag this is how I watch. But what's up, Tom Plevel? Way to send us a Pittsburgh edit. We've got that to get to in a little bit.
We also teased our patrons on a Thursday podcast with something we were going to talk about today. Besides all that, we've also got something from Rebecca Randolph that we thought was really fun.
And let's start there
as well.
Let's start there, because I wanted to start with Kari J, but we always like to get warmed up and kind of just get you guys in the mode first. So let's start with Rebecca Randolph. But first of all, Belly, what are we serving in the social media lounge today?
Today we're serving hot coffee, or if you prefer, Irish coffee.
Okay, so get your Baileys out, folks. Hopefully you're doing something in the morning that allows you to booze it up with us. Let's do this thing. So Rebecca Randolph had an awesome post, and she said, what is the name? In fact, you want to show the people? Go ahead and show them that. We'll just go ahead and put that on the screen, and for you podcasters, we will read it. It says, is there a term for non-one-wheel riders? If not, there should be. Suggestions? How about muggle? Now, Belly, I didn't get that, but hold on. Let me get through the rest of the post, and then he'll explain that. I'm not suggesting, she says, anything derogatory, but it would be nice to have a short way of saying non-one-wheel rider when we encourage each other to treat non-one-wheel riders with respect so that we develop a positive image for our sport. So first of all, can I get a touchdown for my girl Rebecca Randolph? If that is even possible, Clyde, make it happen, because she deserves it. We already came up with plus one wheeling. That right there, plus one wheeling is picking up one piece of trash at least every time you go out. But this is a great idea. What the hell is a muggle?
A muggle is from the Harry Potter series.
Okay. So is that like somebody who isn't a witch or
a
magician?
No, someone who is a non-magical person or a normal person.
So there have been a lot of submissions. Belly, can you take us through some of the submissions that people have come up with to call these non-one-wheel riders?
Let me get it in front of me so I don't have
That's fine, because while you do, I've got a good one. Some people have called them Rich Jones in the social media lounge. Leggers.
Leggers, I like that.
Very good. Muggle is used for non-geocachers. I love the term. Amanda Thompson, One Woman, One Wheel on YouTube. Check out her channel. She's got a lot of good one-wheel vids. She submitted Flatlanders, and she didn't even know what we were talking about. I was just on the phone with her just catching up yesterday, and she's like, yeah, there's all these Flatlanders around right now, and I'm like, wait, what's a Flatlander? You know, somebody not on a one wheel. That gets my vote.
Already got your vote, huh?
I love it. Flatlanders, earthers, maybe?
Yep.
I'm down with that.
So Flatlanders.
Oh, absolutely. What else you got, Belly?
I came up with norms or a norm.
Normies?
Yeah, normies. Just saying, hey, Norm.
Well, I had new, and you know how newbies are new riders. Yeah. I wanted to call them prebies. They're pre-riders. They're not
pre-bies
out yet.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What else did the internet come up with?
We've got walkers we brought up on the show. Peasants.
that's
that
negative.
The Rebecca Randolph qualifications. I'm sorry, disqualified. Let's see. Plebes. So that kind of goes on yours.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Pilgrims is a good one, I think, that a lot of people picked up on from Parker Tony Steck. Pilgrims is a good one because it's people that didn't use one wheel.
I'm putting it out, Flatlanders. I coined Cecil Diesel, so Rachel, you're welcome. That was me. I'm taking the credit for that one because that was up on our show, and now she's completely Diesel Cecil from here on out. I'm taking Flatlanders. No, I'm not taking it. It's Thompson's. I'm putting it out there. Flatlanders.
Flatlanders. So there it is, folks. Official.
I think it absolutely should be. There are some good ones coming in. Speed humps, the slow, sinkers because we're floaters. That's pretty good. So very good job in the social media lounge, which is trickling in today because nobody knew we were doing a show.
Fred Flintstones. How about that?
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yeah.
I could do that.
They use their feet to drive.
Did you have Flintstone vitamins when you were a kid?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Not that old. Okay!
I bet you they still have them for adults now, too.
You guys want to get a pint-sized review in here? Are we ready for Kari J?
We should call, by the way, we can get our pint-sized review, but I have one more name for everyone. Future One-Wheel Riders is the name for non-One-Wheel Riders. That's what it is.
Make that happen right there. Give yourself a touchdown. Very, very nice. Landlubbers. Landers for short. This is great.
Landlubbers. Oh, this that is great. One's great.
Belly was like, dude, we could do a whole show on nicknames for people who don't float, which is a really good call. But all right, throw it in studio mode. Make your thing happen. Let's get him in here, Clyde. Do your thing. And I'm just pumped. So we've got a few fun things that are going to happen today. In fact, I'm going to leave the ringer on. I think that adds a little bit of an element to it. Kari J is coming on here in just a second, and as soon as he can hear my voice and he hits that video button, he will be joining us. Kari J, what's up, man? Are you out in LA right now?
Hey, yeah, I'm in LA.
Okay. What's up, brother? How we feeling?
Oh, it's good. It's good. The weather's always great out here.
Yeah, heard that. Except for last week when I was there and it was gray every day. What was that about, dude?
You brought it over.
So here's a point I would like to make for anybody who's about to meet up with Kari J. Go meet him for coffee. Go for a one-wheel ride. You're going to be the less attractive person in the room is what happens. I went out with this guy to go get a cup of coffee. And like every girl that walked by, I was like, and they weren't looking at me. All right, folks. So he's an actor extraordinaire. He is a tech guy. You're in the tech world. Just tell us about, before you get into the one wheels, you were in LA and then you came to DC and then you went back. Take us through your journey.
So I work in edge technology. So anything that's frontier technology, which is how I came across the one wheel like 5 years ago when I was looking into brushless motors and what was coming out. And well, living in LA, working on tech, I moved to DC for a little while to set up augmented and virtual reality department for National Geographic. So that's what took me to DC. And I was there for a couple of years doing that. And now I'm back out in LA and working in neuroscience.
Now you're working at neuroscience. Go figure, a techie has a camera that has him showing as crystal clear as ever been before on this show. I mean, you look like you're on the, like in the studio, but did you just get another round? Like you got some funding. You're on a new project now, right?
Yeah. On a brand new project, figuring out how to insert thoughts into people's brains.
You're trying to insert thoughts into people's brains. This is a show about one wheels, but I will take 30 seconds and bite. What is that about? Can that happen?
We're still 20 years away from it happening in a really easy way, but yeah, we're at the beginning of a lot of experiments. I mean, they've been 5-6 years ago, they started being able to show that they could like reignite a memory inside of a mouse that it had never had before. Really? For example, and now we're sort of getting along that path.
Inception.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So let's get to this. You, Kari, you rode a one wheel, right? A one wheel pint. We're going to give away a free one wheel pint. So tell the people whoever wins, what can they expect from this thing, man?
Well, Michael had a great idea of going down and meeting them in San Diego. So we went down a couple weekends ago. And that thing is amazing.
You like it?
I absolutely love it. If it had range, I would throw my XR aside and buy a pint immediately. I would buy it. I'm going to buy it anyway. I bought it anyway. But I would ride a pint all the time if it had more range.
Well, Belly's really excited because his pint is on the way. So.
Well, it'll get here eventually. Mine was ordered a little later, so I'm going to be one of the later ones to get it. Mine keeps getting put. It's now the 15th of July.
Oh, no.
Kari, how much do you weigh? Can we ask that so we can have a little bit of something to, like a point of reference?
85 kilos. What is that? 180 pounds.
Get your kilos out of here, UK. All you UKers. Hey. We love you.
What everyone else uses.
All right. So that's very good. So you love the pint. Why did you like it? What was good about it?
So it's extremely responsive. So anything I guess it's because it's narrower. What happens is that your feet kind of sit on either side of it and stick out a little bit more. So less movement gets you more turn.
Oh.
And so it's exceedingly responsive. It accelerates, I guess it's because of the smaller tire, it's got more torque, or the torque is more affects more power. So the acceleration was extraordinary on it. I watched Michael do his first 360. He like jumped on a pint, zipped and did a 360, first time ever. That just tells you the story of how amazing it is, and also how good a writer Michael is. But he'd never done it before. It was harder on an XR. So it's extremely responsive, and that's the main thing about it that I loved.
So this is the new board for Trix, is what I'm hearing, is everybody who likes to do Trix, who likes to kind of throw it around, maybe like a Sean Nelson or a Chris Richardson,
yeah,
a McCosker, definitely, a Jeff Isaac Kozlowski, like these guys that throw it around, Kyle Taylor, like they're going to love this because of the abilities. Jeez, like Jeff and Chris are doing kickflips and stuff. Oh my God, this is going to be a fun board to ride.
It is. It is a really fun board. And there's other things about it. One of the things that I found interesting is that it was much harder to push the back down, the tail down. Like it held itself up more. So that meant that tail slides were harder to do. You had to really push down on them. But it also meant that when you're doing a 360 or you're coming off of a curb or whatever, your back doesn't drop as easily. And that made it a lot more steady. It really helped me out because I have a real, when I try and do 180s and stuff, the back drops all the time. On this, it was really solid and kept me up.
Now, now that you've seen the board in person and everything like that, what would you say, or can you speak to the durability of the board and like it's real, like put together, how it's put together?
So the XR still feels like something to me that was made in a garage. You
what?
Know, you still get the question, hey, did you make that yourself? And so on. I guess it's to do with the wood and to do with a few things. It's also very straight and very angular. It's gorgeous. Love it. But the pint feels like a real product. Like everything is sort of organically shaped and rounded and feels like very dense as a product.
It looks and more so, like a trotter to me. Am I wrong? It looks more like a trotter. I mean, you're right. It looks more like a commercial board. But the Trotter is a cheapo plastic piece of crap that's a commercial board.
Yeah.
And I wonder if people are going to equate those two.
It didn't feel that way.
It doesn't feel like that.
It didn't feel that way. It felt very, very solid. Like, and that little side handle is ingenious. So there's a handle that pops out of the side of the tire and you just hold it up. And it just feels like a very solid piece. And in fact, I talked to them about the durability of the board. And I talked about ruggedization of components. And they said, look, they haven't managed to break one of these pints yet, that it's much more solid in terms of densely packed. And what's nice is that it's shorter and it's narrower. So it's easier. It's inside regulation length to fit into a plane when you're traveling. So it's easy to travel with. Yet the batteries are all also plane compliant, so the TSA compliant. So with all of that tightness, I guess it's just tighter packed and denser, but it just feels like a solid little board.
So this is from like when you spoke with Future Motion about the board, like about the durability.
You
and the
keep saying they said, did you talk to Future Motion about it?
Yeah. 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 They were down there when we tried it out,
awesome.
Obviously. And we talked a lot about the board and about what they were doing with it. I tried to press them on the waterproof. Is it waterproof? And they were very clear to say it's not waterproof, but it is highly water resistant.
Well, as best they can be.
Yeah, I have a hand motion for that, and it's this. Thank you very much. Okay. good. So don't smash a champagne bottle against it. That would not be good. Can you ride in the sand? No, you should probably not do that either. But, you know, people do.
But even small things like the button on the side, they've replaced that button with a light because the light's now on top and the light on top tells you how much battery you have left. And there's other indicators like the old light had. But now the button is this little rubber inset button. So there's no room for sand grains to get stuck
awesome.
In there as we had in the past.
Awesome.
Your button got stuck. None of that anymore. It's an inset button.
So you spoke about some of the new features like the light on top. Do you really think that Future Motion took some consideration from what the community was kind of putting out there about the new boards to kind of incorporate it into the pint, like the simple stop and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they were looking at beginners and looking at the problems that people had when they first got on the board and trying to figure out how they were going to roll. And they really spent a lot of time. I mean, they've been developing this board for over 3 years. So it's not like they just came up with it yesterday. They really did. The simple stop is fantastic if you're a newbie and you have trouble dismounting the board. But for anybody who's an advanced rider, it gets very annoying really quickly because it makes it a single direction board. You can only go one way forward. If you go backwards, it'll just stop and drop and take you down.
So flatlanders and preebies are going to love it.
Well, that's a very interesting point he makes about like it makes it a one way board. Like,
100%. People were asking me all the time, like, so does this mean I can't go Switch? That's something you can turn off in the app, right?
Yeah, you absolutely can turn it off in the app. And everybody who has been riding, and most people probably on this podcast, will be turning it off.
But that's cool. They've got the shareable custom settings now, which is a neat thing. I like that they're doing new stuff. It's been cool to see that new stuff is coming out. Let me ask you this. If you had to buy a board right now, is the Pint, does it blow the XR out of, is there any reason to get the XR for you other than the range?
No, it's all about range. So I ride about, let me try and get your miles for you, plebeians. About 20 miles a day on average. And so,
this is America.
So for me, I really need the board. I really need the length, the distance that it can get. Yeah. But aside from that, there is absolutely no reason that I would go with the XR over the Pint.
What happens when
as soon as I'm hoping they take all of the Pint learnings and put it into an XR to create their next board. I would love it.
I don't know if we can talk about this on air, but can we charge and ride a Pint?
I don't think anybody knows yet.
Okay. Yeah, good point. So eventually, and look,
once the boards are out,
look, you can do what you want to try to get us to not figure these things out. Our group is too, your Future Motion, your customers are too smart, and that's not a bad thing. We're going to figure it out, and that's fine. So why don't you guys make it happen? Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I spent a lot of time talking to Future Motion down there about all kinds of things to do with, you know, the attitude towards dealers and all kinds of things. And they have some good answers for what they're saying. You know, they really do pay attention to what we say out there in the community.
Can you share some of their answers?
Sure. Which questions?
Oh, what's up with the vendor stuff? I mean, wait, hold on. That's terrible. That's me being a terrible host for somebody who's never heard this show before. What is up with you guys telling aftermarket vendors that they can't sell their things? And that when basically third-party vendors can't sell their products in any kind of store that is, why am I taking so, this is horrible. Corey, take it away. I don't know how to host a radio show.
I have some questions.
No, hold on. What happened to me right there? Did I just have a fucking episode?
I don't know what
that was horrible, Belly. I'm sorry.
You're thinking about three things at once is your problem.
God. Well, I'm out. I'm going to go sit in the penalty box for about 2 minutes.
I have some questions from the social media lounge. The social media lounge is asking first about the light on the board. It stays on while you're riding, right?
So the light on the board does stay on while you're riding.
Okay. And then a couple people have asked, like, what you think of the tire that Future Motion is putting on the board, because it's a new tire that they're using.
Yeah, it is. It's a one-wheel branded tire. I'm getting feedback, by the way. So it's a one-wheel branded tire now. So it's made for them. The tire was great. It's the tire that I feel, I think Michael said this as well, it's the tire that should have been on the XR, you know. It's really comfortable, sticks on the road, but it's easy to ride. I mean, we didn't take it off-road, so I can't really talk about how it would ride off-road, but I can't imagine it. I mean, I've rode on a Vega off-road for years, and it was great. So, you know, we'll see. But as far as our riding of it, where we rode it, it was good.
Hey, Kari, I got a comment in the social media lounge. When will Future Motion care about customers? Do you have a comment on that?
So I'll tell you, that kind of leads into the question that you were trying to ask about the dealers. So they asked the dealers, one-wheel dealers, to not sell third-party accessories in their shops. And the reason is because they have a big problem they're trying to solve. They might not be solving it the best way, but the big problem they're trying to solve is they have an overwhelming number of boards that come back to them for repair very soon after they've been purchased because somebody has tried to install something. So basically, this is the scenario. A noob buys a board, goes on to a group online. Somebody tells them, you can't ride off-road unless you have X tire. So they buy the board. They take it home. They haven't even ridden it yet. They open it up. They change the tire. They then don't connect something properly. They break a pin. They don't put a screw in. They misalign something. They just mess up the reconfiguration of the board. They go out. They ride. The board falls apart or doesn't work at all. And then they send it in. And so they're having a really hard time dealing with it. So they've increased their number of customer service people. They've added in a head of customer service. It is now their biggest cost item on their budget, right? They spend more money on repairing boards than anything else.
But don't, oh, and because so, they're under warranty. I'm saying, don't they get money for that? But no, those are boards that are under warranty or no?
They're all under warranty. And what they're saying is, you know, I asked and he said, look, think about it this way. If I have an iPhone and I go to a third party vendor and I change the screen out because I've cracked the screen, and then I send it into Apple because something is wrong with it, they'll just laugh you away and say, no, I'm not, get out of here. They won't help you, right? That's simple. What Future Motion does is they said they'll take the board and they'll help you out and they'll try and get it back to market perfect, but it costs them a ton of money. And so they're trying to reduce it. And they said, you know, there's some things like float plates that the worst that happens is somebody strips a screw and that's fine. Nobody cares. But the fact is that anything that takes apart the board, like a tire change or a badgering or any of these kinds of things, leads to really damaged property. And they just can't afford to deal with it. It's overwhelming them. So they were looking at a way of not having to decide which ones to say yes to and which ones they know to. They just said, look, if you're a dealer, we figure you're representing one wheel. And so you need to just stop supporting the third party accessories, right? And maybe that'll reduce the number of brand new buyers who immediately start buying accessories and that kill their board. Like sell fenders, sell your float plates and whatever, but just stay away from all that, all the stuff that can do damage.
All right,
so it's a real problem as a company they're dealing with, right?
Absolutely. And people are in the social media lounge calling 100% bullshit. So if that is the case, they're not talking to you, Kari. Kari is just a medium for the information. If you're in the social media lounge and saying things like, okay, but how does that apply to something like float plates or flangs where there's no real fangs with no real disassembly? That's what he just mentioned. Sounds like BS to me. Sorry to say it, but put a case on the phone and they'll still cover it.
Someone says they've had 13 broken boards with no mods.
You know, and so the main reason why I haven't written up anything about my conversation with them is because I know that that's the reaction that people will have. But, you know, most of the people having that reaction have never had to try and put together an international hardware-based product and sell it around the world and support millions of people while scaling, right? And there are issues that you face, and you're never going to be perfect. And, you know, I'll support Future Motion.
All right, I don't want to hear any of the complaints unless you're going to call on the show and listen. Yeah, it's plugged in. If you're going to complain in the social media lounge, which you're more than welcome to, do it on the air so that people can hear it and we can have a conversation and learn from it. So call me right now, 571-354-7338. Talk to Kari, talk to us, and let's figure out why you think this is BS. Don't just do it from the you know, behind the scenes. Let's hear about it. I want to hear somebody who thinks that that's a crap response. Because look, man, they've got to run a company. I'm not saying I agree with what he's saying, but it makes sense. I understand that point. I still don't agree with it, but I do understand.
The only one question I saw from the social media lounge where it's like, well, where can it come into the training for tire changes to make it more locally so that it's more affordable?
So I did ask them about that. I asked them about, you know, sort of deputizing people or giving them some training to say, okay, you're good to change tires. You're good to do these basic repairs and so on. So things that don't require them, because the more detailed things like fixing a BMS or recalibrating and so on requires bespoke equipment that they've made and they're always upgrading it. So they're like, if we set up a shop somewhere else, it'd be really hard to keep that equipment up to date because they're constantly changing and upgrading. So that makes sense. But for the simple things like a tire change, which doesn't actually mess with the electronics of the board or the details of it. And they just said it is something that they have thought about and it is something that they would like to do. But at the moment, they have a lot of priorities in their business and they're trying to sort of balance them all up and make a choice about which ones, which things to do first, right? They're launching a new product. They're dealing with a lot of the scaling problems of a company. And so they've decided that that's not something they can put resources into. Instead, they put the money into hiring more people in their shop to start being better at dealing with the repairs and being more transparent about what's going on and being more consistent in their repair responses.
So we've got somebody on the line. Very good, Kari. Thank you, man. I see a lot going on in the social media lounge. That's backwards to say that dealers can't deal with installing third-party items. Let the dealers do it, but then you got to train them. Absolutely. Let's go out to the phone lines. I believe this is Matt. Is this Matt on the line?
This is.
What's up, Matt? Where are you from, dude?
From Denver.
Matt in Denver. All right. Got those mushrooms cleared.
Well, just decriminalized, but, you know, anything to keep Denver weirder.
I love it, dude. What's up? What do you got for us or Kari or whoever you want to talk to? Future Motion, just go ahead. Well, what are you thinking?
One, I want to appreciate Kari coming talking to us. And, you know, I can appreciate Future Motion's position, you know, of it being like an iPhone, but I feel that's an invalid argument. This is a mode of transportation. You know, you need to replace tires, and there are performance advantages. I mean, everyone out here replaces their tires on their car with snow tires in the winter. So we should be able to do the same on a transportation vehicle.
Kari, would you agree that those people can go to random places all around the country to get those tires changed? And because Future Motion only has one place, that's the problem? Is that the issue?
Yeah, that is the issue. And yeah, I absolutely agree that you should be able to change your tire and so on. It just so happens that the mode of transportation, like when people wanted to change their tires on the first cars that were made, they would go to Ford to get their tires changed, right? They wouldn't go outside and try and get a wagon wheel and stick it on there, right? They would have to go to an official place and get it done. And at the moment, that's where they are. They're at the beginning of building this company, right? And so they've got one place that's available at the moment. And
Matt,
they recognize that there's a problem. It's just they can't deal with everything right away.
So, Matt, give us a suggestion on how Future Motion could fix this before I let you go, man. Thanks for the call.
The suggestion would be just like the automotive industry does. You publish service manuals that would give the correct torque values on all the screws, the hub nuts and everything, so that the person that is inclined to be able to do this stuff could self-service their board, just like you can with your card. You can purchase these manuals anywhere. You know, tire technology,
I agree,
hasn't changed much, and it's real simple to change them at home or at tire places.
All right, Matt from Denver. Dude, thank you so much for the
call,
man. That was a great call. We do appreciate it. Go ahead and hang that up, Ellie, if you can, so we can get more of those calls in. Keep those calls coming. I hear a lot of people trying to get in here and talk to Kari. Some people are saying that he's really on Future Motion's side. I can't take my car to get... I can take my car to get fixed anywhere. It's bullshit. You got to send your bar to California. Yeah, but this is not the Model T. Like, this is 80 years after the car was introduced, right?
Yeah.
Like, when the Model T Ford came out, there probably weren't places to take, you know...
Well, what
in
he
every
said,
city.
Well, what Matt said there about recent specs. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Carr. You're good. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let me be very clear that you know, I have no I like Future Motion as a company. I don't speak for them in any way. I'm relaying to you the conversations that I had so that I can.
You're doing great.
You know, so that I'm conveying their thoughts and the questions that I asked. This is not sort of my opinions.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is Kari being a very good sideline reporter for us. So this is not, I don't want any hatred going to, exactly, don't shoot the messenger is what just came in. So it's not Kari saying this. This is just him getting us information we wouldn't have necessarily had from the inside. So very, very grateful for that. Bainey says also they won't change tires. They're just going to put the same tire on. One woman, one wheel. If I got to send it out for 3 weeks, I want to be able to get a Burris on it. There's some really good points to this. Like I absolutely understand where you guys are coming from. You're not wrong. Yes, but this is a different time and you can easily train people to do those tasks. Okay, well, that's how?
Well, you're
how?
Like Matt said, releasing the specs like that to give to technicians
that would be
who
solid.
Have some skill
that
and general knowledge of something like this, and then allowing those people to be a reputable like repair person. Like all you need is like kind of like that Future Motion stamp of approval. Even if it takes like a 2-week training session with Future Motion, whatever it takes to kind of like spread that kind of knowledge out is what would be best, I think, for...
That's true. Yeah. But here's another thing that I'm thinking about.
I completely agree with that.
Okay. Well, Kari, how about this? The reason that people are putting those mods on the moment they get the board is probably because they sit there... How long is it till you get your board? 2 months, Belly?
Yeah, July
15th. Months. So these people are sitting there for 2 months, and I'm pretty sure you guys did exactly what I did, which is watch every single Voice of One Wheel, every single video out there, every mod. You do all of the information research beforehand so that when you get your board, you're like, all right, well, I got my float plates. All right, I got my flight fins. All right, I got my Cobra pad. All right, I got my fish bones. And then it's like,
Like
people don't even have a chance to ride their board before they start thinking about the mods. And I think that attributes to why they're starting to put them on so fast.
It's so weird how many fully modded boards you see for sale with very low
10 miles. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe if we didn't have such a long waiting period, that might alleviate some of their issues of getting boards in after sale.
I mean, I think going back to the cars, like if you bought a brand new Tesla, like how many people would then go and say, oh, I want better tires. And no, wait, not take it to a tire shop, but hike the car up themselves, pull the tire off, take it off the hub, put it back on, and then feel good about
the
car.
They don't have another option, Kari. They don't know. They don't have another option. Guys, they don't have another option to do this for a one wheel. We don't have another option
to change the tire.
Like, you could go to a Tesla dealer somewhere, but there's only one place to send your one wheel. I get that, man.
I think there's a really good thing that's happening. So there's people like Matt in LA and Chris out in Florida, and people who are actually have some background in engineering, have some understanding of mechanics and so on, who are setting up shop and who are saying, hey, you know, get in touch with us. Matt calls himself the LA tire guru, I think. And what you do is you go to somebody who knows what they're doing, right, and changes the board. And this is kind of filling the gap that is left by Future Motion not having the resources to kind of roll out something like this for themselves yet. And I think that the community can do this, right? So rather than just changing the board tire yourself when you know nothing about engineering and you're going to put it back together and destroy the board and have to send it in, give it to somebody who knows what they're doing. And I agree. I think that's a good solution, you know?
Skylar Ortega in Boston, I know, will take care of you. Who can take care of us in L.A.? Who does tire changes in LA? Matt who?
Matt V. So Matt's, I think he has a Facebook page, One Wheel Tire Guru, or OW Tire Guru.
Well, let's talk to the professor himself. I need Chris Richardson in my life. TTR Studios team captain. Chris, what's up? Get in on this, man. Weigh in. What's going on, dude?
Hey, how's it going, man? Hey, hey, first off, Corey, I really appreciate you kind of being an ombudsman for the community. I know you go out there and talk directly to Future Motion, and obviously we're not bitching at you. We are, you know, sending it along, and I try to maintain a positive outlook with Future Motion at all times, because in the grand scheme of things, the problems that we have, even though they do seem pretty, you know, relevant to us and important, they pale in comparison to the joy that Future Motion brings us with this product. So I never want people to forget that. We're only here and upset about certain things because the one wheel is so unique and so wonderful that we can't get enough of it. But that being said, let's put that caveat down first, because that is the most important thing about this discussion. But since we have an opportunity to maybe get ears to Future Motion, I know they know who I am. I know they'll listen when I talk, that I don't bullshit straight up. That I think the most important thing with all their products, between even the XR with the crazy range, is removable batteries. You guys have heard me preach the gospel of removable batteries forever. They got to get on removable batteries. But on this subject, it's not just that they're not letting us repair our products. It's that I'm on the East Coast, and 6 days one way, however long it takes them to repair it, 6 days back. It just takes too long. And I really like what the other guy said about it being a mode of transportation. This is important to people. I mean, I keep at least 3 boards on hand at any given time because I have to deal with that round trip turnaround, because I don't screw with my internals on my board. I don't mess with things, but I know that because I have experience. A lot of people don't know that. And so they are taking their boards. They're screwing up their boards. I get where Future Motion is coming from on that, but I think their approach is backwards. Saying dealers don't install parts, dealers are the ones you want installing the parts. Maybe tell them, if you're going to sell a part, if you're going to sell anything from float plates to a tire, tire's probably the worst, like you said, as far as damaging boards, make the dealer do the actual install. That supports your dealers by giving them income for the service income in addition to the parts income. And it gives a little bit of pseudo control to Future Motion over, hey, at least the dealer's installing it. They probably know what they're doing. And if a dealer breaks it, they're going to have to hopefully deal with it. And obviously, the other thing I've been preaching the gospel of forever is they've got to start letting dealers sell replacement parts.
Chris Richardson, I'm gonna let you go and let Corey just go ahead and respond to that. You're the best, man. Great call. Thank
awesome.
You, buddy.
I went for a long time. I know.
No, you're good.
But I want to get it all out there. Get it all out there.
Bless you, man. Right, have a great day.
Love you guys. See you later.
Love you too, buddy. All right, Corey, what do you think about all that?
Sorry, I got some noise going on here.
Yeah, I know. I had you potted down. That's okay. So what do you think about that in response?
So Chris, good to talk to you. So I think that that's actually exactly what they need to do. I think that their response of actually telling the dealers not to was not the right move. But as I say, startups don't always make the right move. But I also understand when they're saying that, you know, all these things that we're saying is very easy to say, hey, just release the specs, right? Or But that's difficult when you have IP, right? Or just train these guys for 2 weeks, or just show them how it's done and so on. That takes resources and takes time. And they're still a very small company with not a lot of people there. And so they, and even though they have a lot of product and so on, they're not a big company. So they're working through these things. So I agree with you, Chris. I think that empowering the people around the world to open shops and open repairs and do these things would be the exact right response to this. But from, only at a time where they can afford to do so.
From the social media lounge.
We're just a passionate crowd.
That's I mean, from Copy. True. Copy, you're absolutely right. Couldn't have said it any better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've got somebody, Brian, in here in the social media lounge who puts out a comment. The XR is $2,000. Repairs are baked into the price. Please address this on air. Some people are saying they disagree with that. Kari, thoughts?
I don't have any thoughts. You really have to talk to promotion about that. I honestly think that I have no idea what their margins are. I have no idea what the actual cost is. I don't know. I know the R&D went on for like 6 years, so I have no idea what that looks like. You'd have to really talk to somebody at Future Motion.
Well, somebody else responded in the social media lounge, Corey Bainey with armadillo jizz. disagree, Brian. The actual cost of the materials and labor and et cetera, they're really not making crazy money on these, man. It's a fair profit, really. I take no umbrage with the price of the board. So some people are saying hopefully the pint is better. FM needs to offer extended warranties like cars and manufacturers do. I do agree with that. That I totally agree with. Well, let me ask you this, guys. All right, and this is to everybody, not just Kari. I mean, this is everyone. Would you feel better? In fact, I'm going to ask this to Belly. Belly, you and me real quick. Let's do this. Let's get him in here. Hold on. Kari, stay there. I'm just going to go to Belly. Belly. Would you feel better about the cost of repairs and the things, the cost of the board? Would you feel better about them not allowing you to do third-party aftermarket vendors if you had an extended warranty? Would that alleviate some of the frustration with you?
I mean, yeah, I guess it's protecting you from the general stuff. I mean, extended warranties are usually... For me, I don't usually get extended warranties too often.
But wouldn't you, if you bought a car for $20,000 and you know a repair is coming down the road within a year or two at about $15,000?
But that, you see what I'm saying? About $10,000 used car.
Yeah, but these issues are causing they're costing half the price of a board.
Yeah,
that can't. You would never go into a car repair dealership.
So the reason I'm so worried about it is because you see the bills for these board repairs and things like that. They are the cost of what a pint would be. So
absolutely.
What a pint repair cost might be would be very interesting to see. But I'm wondering how moddable the pint even is, to be honest, because of how it's built.
You know, Kari, we're going to find ways to mod the pint, right?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of things that the pint can do. So we already know that there's a plate that sits around the tire that you can that can come off. And that's how they replace it with the fender. So that means you can have all kinds of fenders on there, and that's it. That's a normal mod. As far as getting inside and messing with the batteries, well, Ian Johnson was there also when we tested the boards, and I know that he's looking at it to figure out how Carb Power can work to mod the board, or at least work with that board and still allow for charge and ride and those other things to happen. So it'll happen quickly, I'm sure.
Can I get a touchdown for the social media lounge? Hey, the pint has screws. We can mod it. All right, Kari, we got to get you out of here, man. Thank you so much for a really extended interview. I think you did a really good job stirring the pot here and getting a great conversation started. So thank you, man. What would you like to leave us with?
If you get a chance, just get on a pint. It's worth it. Right? Enjoy. And I know a lot of people are going to respond, yeah, I'm waiting for mine's not coming to whatever. It'll come soon. All right, enjoy it.
I'm ready, and I'm very excited, and not a day goes by where I don't think, hey, can't wait.
All right, the stoke is real, folks. Too. Kari J.
Thanks
from,
a lot, guys.
You bet, from Los Angeles. We appreciate you, buddy. You're welcome anytime. So there he goes. Very, very good job. Clyde, go ahead and drop him. And again, wonderful job in the social media lounge. This has been one of my favorite days in the social media lounge because you guys have been so animated. I don't mind if you get mad. You should get mad at some of the stuff that comes on this show. And I'm not going to run from that. I think it's a good conversation. I want you to come on. So to the people who called in, to the people who were... contributing in the social media lounge, specifically Copy, Corey Bainey, Brian, I see Clark Kaler, Patrick Dennis, Parker Steck. A lot of people are really just going back and forth. Bob Nicholson. It's been really good to see really, really strong debate here. Derek Dilbeck, Billy Knaff, Floaty McFly. This is Belly. We're growing by the day, man. This has been fun.
Yeah, this always fun.
But I think we're learning from this. I learned a lot from
you know,
that.
I want to know what we want to know from all these people now today.
What would you like to know?
How are you watching us?
Oh, hashtag how are you watching? God, you're a good producer. All right, let's have a little fun with the people. Can you show them from Troy Hendrick, a.k.a. Once Year? And I want to tell you about him real quick before we even say this. Troy Hendrick, a.k.a. Once Year, and Hendrick and Henry Law in Floatlanta, Georgia. I say this every week, guys. He's fighting for the rights of all of you, the one-wheel riders, the e-skaters, bicyclists, and all the personal transportation device riders. If you've been injured or if you're fighting the law from a citation or an arrest, just hit up www.hendrickhenrylaw.com or message Once Year on Facebook. He's got your back. He'll take care of you. Saw some of that stuff. You guys see that stuff with Stroh? Someone stealing his likeness? I want to talk about that here in a minute, too, because it's happening to me. Yeah, I feel you, Stroh. I got a DJ trying to take my name, and he's taking my business, and I'm actually in a copyright issue. Trademark? I'm suing somebody. We'll talk about it on Thursday on the Patrons Only podcast, where we get a little bit more outside of the behind the scenes from TTR Studios. Troy Hendrick posted this not too long ago. And Belly, can you read that? I can't read his caption.
My office is officially three-quarter O-dub. Y'all didn't tell me dot pro meant I literally shift my profession. I like it.
So if you can see it, he's just pointing out all the things that are one-wheel related in his office. But on the television screen is us on The Voice of One. He's showing how he watches the show, a picture of him watching. So right now, if you can hear my voice, I want you to take a screenshot, take a picture of our screen in the room you're watching. I want to see, how do you watch The Voice of One Wheel? How do you listen? Maybe you're listening to the podcast. Take a picture of yourself with some headphones, or, you know, don't do it while you're driving. But maybe if it's a red light, you know, show us however you listen to The Voice of One Wheel or watch The Voice of One Wheel. Hashtag this is how I watch. Hashtag this is how I listen. And post them in OWOG. Or riders, or dot pro. I don't care where you post them.
Challenges.
That's fine. Post them everywhere you want. I want, this is how I watch. This is how I listen. Show us a picture of us, and you will be entered into the drawing to win our giveaway next week. What are we giving away? I'm not telling. Oh. I'm not telling you. Maybe it's a sticker.
He hasn't even told me yet.
Maybe it's a one wheel. Maybe it's a EUC.
Maybe.
Yeah, let me tell you this. It'll be between a sticker and an electric unicycle. Somewhere in that range, I will take care of you guys. This is how I watch. This is how I listen. Can't wait to see what comes through there. Real fast, you want to do Pittsburgh? You want to end on Pittsburgh?
I was going to say end.
End on Pittsburgh?
End on the game.
So we spoke last week about how it was really neat seeing people take us through. Why do people like Stroh's videos so much? Because I feel like it's a tour through the city of Chicago. And I said, so why don't you guys start sending us some videos of you guys going through your cities? And first one to come up was Pittsburgh. So Tom Pleble, you're getting the video at the end of today's show. That's good. Very good. What do you got here? I got a lot of fun things. What did we just say we're about to do for the people? Because I know I want to have some fun with you first. I got gravy questions I didn't get to ask Kari.
Oh, we forgot to ask Kari.
So can I have a little bit of fun with you? Belly. How do you get in the shower?
Well, I turn...
Hey, hold on! He's like, didn't you just ask me a question? I'm such a dick sometimes on air. I apologize. Because I don't want to give it away. This is just a tease. Look, folks, when you step in the shower, where is the... If it's a tub shower, right? Not just a regular, like, a shower only, but this is a tub shower situation. Where is the water coming out of when you step into the tub? Is it coming out of the tub spout? You step in and then you turn it through the shower? Or is it already going through the shower spout and you walk into the tub to be hit by the water? Is it coming out of the tub or is it coming out of the shower when you step in to that bathtub for your shower? Answer in the social media lounge right now. Where is the water coming out when you step into the shower? Is it coming out of the tub spout or is it coming out of the shower spout? I got one vote for shower.
Two votes for shower.
Belly's in for shower?
That's me for shower. It's coming out of the shower.
You turn the water on from the shower spigot, and then you walk into it?
I walk into it, yeah.
Why would you do that?
I back into it.
Well, that's a whole nother question for another day. Do you have, does it hit the front or does it hit your back? But no, I absolutely
so
have
I've
it coming.
I've got one tub and I've got another shower.
Am
and
I
another
tub-thumping?
Shower and another shower.
We're
and another shower and another shower and another shower.
Damn it, dude.
Two tub bros.
Look, Matty Potts out in Los Angeles last week was like, yo, all right, I'm asking the restaurant. He literally started asking everybody
boom,
that
shower,
came by.
Boom,
I know,
shower,
get out of here.
Boom.
I mean, Benny, he says, no shit. Who does it the other way? I do. And I think I just figured out I am fucking weird with how I get into the shower.
You
dude.
And Rich Jones get into the tub.
Yeah, tub, that's my guy, my fellow style. Leaf Tech rider. I hope I can.
Rich tub, 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 tub.
I just
who
don't...
love my shirt today, by the way. Love you, Rich Jones.
Man, you people getting in with the shower. That's uncomfortable, man. So what I do is I have it coming out of the tub. I get into the tub as far away from the shower, and then I lift the little thing so it starts coming out of the shower, and then I just kind of back into it.
Yeah.
I back into it. I'm not. Matty Potts doesn't ever have it coming out of his tub ever. It's just, he never touches
my,
the thing. It's always
barely,
out of the shower.
Mine barely. Like I always put mine down and let the like open the tub spout back open after a shower so that it drains out.
Oh, smart.
So there's not that dripping from the shower head. I let it drain out. But otherwise, like as soon as I turn the water on, I pull it to get it to come out of the shower, and then I let it run for a minute or two, and then hop on in.
So what are you looking at right now on the mixing board?
The mixing board? I'm looking at some TP.
Yeah, that's a toilet paper roll for you folks. I want to figure out something for once and for all. The cops are coming.
I wonder if you can hear.
Can
I
you
wonder
guys
if,
hear
us? I hope. I wonder if they can hear. Nope, it's too low.
No, there's no way you're hearing that siren. Our microphones are too good for that. They don't pick up ambient noise. So here's what I'd like to do, Belly. Belly makes fun of me. Because of how fast I go through toilet paper rolls.
It's because you buy dollar store.
No. This is a Sharp. This is a
Charmin Ultra Soft.
I don't know. One of the main ones from like a supermarket. It's not a dollar store roll. Mm-hmm. This is a normal roll of toilet paper. Could you please, on air, get out a roll like you were going to perform a wipe? What size do you get? I want to know. I want to see what size of a roll you get for one wipe of a number two. Can you count the squares, please?
One. Two, three, four, five, six.
Six squares on a wipe. Yeah. And you fold it? Is that what you do? You fold it? What is that's so weird. No, man. All right, first of all, I want to compare. So now this is what I do. He does six squares, and then he folds them into thirds. So you got basically three ply. Triple ply, six ply.
It's to wipe, okay?
Yeah, I understand what it's for. Now this is what I do, okay? So that's one size.
Oh,
me.
My.
That's one size. Now let's count.
That's
one,
what,
two,
that's like eight or
three,
nine.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Strong. Yeah. And then I
so it's three
I'm a,
more.
I'm a crumpler. I want to crumple. I want to crumple. I want to crumple this up like it's a tissue after it's been used. Am I right?
Quit getting people thinking about our butts.
How many squares do you use? Is it nine? Is it six? Is it two?
You fold, you crumple.
And then I got one more that I want to ask you guys before we go. On a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, strawberry or grape jelly? Social media lounge, go.
Grape.
Strawberry or grape? Because I'm telling you right now, I don't ever want grape jelly in my life, okay? Strawberry jelly all the way through. But on peanut butter and jelly, no-brainer. No-brainer.
Grape jelly.
No, I don't ever want to taste grape jelly in my life again.
What?
I don't want any part of it, dude. I really don't.
What? You don't want the Concord grape?
What is Concord grape?
Concord grape jelly?
What is that?
That's what it says on the jar sometimes. Concord grape jelly.
No, man. I absolutely
this one is very, like, this one, I've come to find, I've been asking people this, like, at the bar. I've been asking people this out and about. This is a 50-50. I see three strawberries, though, right now. Four strawberries. WTF is grape jelly.
I am dying at Billy. What is that? Billy Nafe or whatever the hell that says. I'm surprised you don't just jam the roll between your legs. I had a feeling you guys would come strong with the comments. If you're watching on the podcast or you're listening on the podcast, our social media lounge is killing it today.
Not just killing it. They've straight murdered it.
I don't want any part of...
Of a day, you pilgrims.
I don't want any part of peanut butter jelly anything. Will you go to hell, sir? Who doesn't like a peanut butter jelly?
Apparently, Corey.
Yeah. That's fair. All right, man. Let's go ahead and end with some stoke. I want to, obviously, we want to have a little bit of fun. I know that interview went a little bit long, and it didn't get heated or anything, but we like to mix in a good mix of
Yeah, lighthearted. It was a great interview with Kari.
That was a really good interview.
He's great to have on.
And we like to mix in our lightheartedness with our seriousness so that you guys are high as a kite from Bob Null. No, we are not.
Christmas treat out.
We just like to make sure that there's a good balance with this so you can have fun and maybe learn something too. That's the point. So very good. Thanks again to Kari J for hanging out with us. Jonathan Stock in the mob group. Should I just keep saying he's going to join us in a week? I can't wait to get to him.
Quit trying to be Matt Damon.
I know. He's our new Matt Damon. So very good from the Social Media Lounge. Thank you guys. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anything today. If people are asking any questions, you don't eat peanut butter, but I bet you love Sea Monster. What the hell, Sea Monster?
What's a sea monster?
Peanut butter is fine, but on celery. Ooh, peanut butter or cream cheese on celery sticks?
Peanut butter. Cream cheese?
Pink or white. I'll take strawberry cream cheese on a piece of celery all day.
Cream cheese.
Are you telling me you've never done that?
No.
What's wrong with you?
The only cream cheese has only ever touched my bagel, and that's it. Celery?
Yo.
You're putting cream. No.
It's good. It's crunchy.
Well, first of all, how could you choose peanut butter over cream cheese over peanut butter any day?
One woman, one wheel. Cream cheese? What's wrong with you?
Are you telling me you choose cream cheese over peanut butter?
I'm just saying, if there's two on a plate, I'm going to eat them both.
Fingers in the jar.
I do finger. I fingered the hell out of that jar. Yeah. I fist that jar.
I'm sorry, if you could fit it, like, yeah, you would. The Jif jars, you're just.
From the Social Media Lounge, getting hungry.
Me too. I'm hungry. It's lunchtime.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Cream cheese, stuffed bacon, wrapped jalapenos.
Those are delicious.
All day, yo. All right. I'll give you that one. Give it to them. Very good from Flying Fishbone. Man. Floaty McFly says, I haven't had breakfast yet. Come on, guys. You're killing me. All right. Fair enough. You guys did a great job in the Social Media Lounge today. Thanks for putting up with our antics and hanging out. This was a lot of fun. Belly, I had fun today. Good job today. We're going to go ahead and send it over to the Pittsburgh Riders. This is our outro. So after this video, we're out of here, right? Belly, you want to say goodbye to the people?
People, I love you.
There he goes. All right, folks, this has been fun. Remember, we are at TTR Studios on YouTube. We only need 140 more subscribers, and then we will give away a free one-wheel pint to you. As long as you go over to voiceofonewheel.com and you register yourself, one registration per person. Join the Patreon for our Thursday patrons-only podcast. Drops at noon Eastern. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Be ready for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pittsburgh One Wheeling. Have fun, guys.
You just listened to another production from TTR Studios. If you like what we do here, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to TTR Studios on YouTube. And if you feel like becoming part of what we do here or receiving bonus content and gear, jump on over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC and join TTR Nation. And for all of us here at TTR Studios, we'll see you in the Social Media Lounge. Later, folks.